online, on digital, and the ABC Listen app.
So did you catch any of the United States presidential debate that happened today? 11 a.m. our time. I'm interested to hear if you did watch or listen to it, how long you were able to hang in there. Here's a snippet of what unfolded.
The American people should speak. You should go out and vote. You're in voting now. Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now.
Are you going to pack the
court?
Make
sure you, in fact, let people know.
He doesn't want to answer the question.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
Because the question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This is
on your list,
gentlemen.
Oh my gosh, I find that so cringeworthy. One of Australia's leading body language and vocal experts, Dr. Louise Marler, has described this presidential debate, which descended into, as you heard, chaotic and at times kindergarten-type behaviour, as a battle between a bully and an old man. Dr. Louise Marler joins me now. I think you've hit the nail on the head with that phrase there, a bully and an old man, Louise.
Oh, it was a rabble, and it was nasty, and it was petty, and it was juvenile. It was awful.
And it was so cringeworthy. That clip that I just played then made me cringe.
But it went on and on and on. It was like that for an hour and a half. I found it almost unbearable to watch after the hour. I had to force myself to the end.
I wonder how Americans found it. Have you read much in terms of what they thought?
Well, I read that they say Biden won the election. I don't think either of them won. I think they were two very different styles, and neither was way above the other. It was awful.
And that's the thing, Louise. I haven't heard much about any of the policies or basically anything that they said aside from what they were, the insults they were hurling at each other.
Well, they didn't answer a single question. And what fascinated me was that they were not challenged on that. You know, when Biden was asked, would he denounce white supremacy? And he came back and said, you know, what about the left? What about the left? The left needs to... You know, nobody answered the question. They just deflected back onto each other. And it went nowhere.
Something that, you know, politicians do oh so well. What was your general feeling of how Donald Trump came across compared to Joe Biden?
Well, I thought Donald Trump came across as just an enormous bully. He did all of the usual things, you know, his superlatives where he goes, it's very fantastic, it's the top. It's outstanding. And then he does what's called a universal quantifier, where everything's either the best or the worst. There's no in-between. You know, it's the single greatest, or no one would ever say that. And these are very influential terms. But he's interrupting. He just would not let a sentence go from Biden without interrupting. And he will continue until his voice is heard. You know, there were rules in this debate that they were not to speak for 2 minutes while the other spoke. And then there was debate. But he debated not only with Biden, he debated with the moderator, Chris Wallace.
It seems that so many Donald Trump supporters, though, know him for that. I mean, would you say he probably didn't lose any supporters during this debate?
No, he wouldn't have. They'd admire him. It's really interesting because when Biden said to him, millionaires and billionaires like Trump, as though that was something bad, and I'm thinking, well, Trump supporters will be saying, I thought that was something I aspired to. You know, that's not something I put down. You know, they just come from such different angles.
What about the Joe Biden situation? I mean, this is probably one of the first times I've seen him speak in length like that. Do you reckon he did himself any favours?
I thought that he brought himself down to the level by saying things like, this clown, will you shut up? Keep yapping, man. You know, those sort of statements really were beneath him, I think. He goes for very much, you know, Trump was talking, he was debating Chris Wallace. He wasn't debating Biden. He just talked to Chris Wallace. And Biden was really just trying to convince the American public by looking down the camera and pleading to them to vote. And what does he do? He stood up very well with that, with his style, which is all about storytelling and who today has no one at their table because they died of COVID. It's very soft. And he held his ground, but for someone who understands voice, I have enormous concerns. He stammered on almost every sentence. He'd get halfway through a sentence, and then he started to stammer. But also, I noticed that he would do the wrong mouth shape for the word he was trying to say. And that said to me there's some sort of disconnection, a neural disconnection. And his mouth kept moving. They didn't show it much, but when the camera moved away from him to Trump, his mouth kept moving, even though there was no words coming out. There were some really weird things happening.
What does that mean? Like, is that maybe showing nerves? Is it revealing his age, perhaps?
I thought it was revealing his age.
It's really
I thought it was very worrying. I don't think there'll be more elections. I think they'll use the excuse that Trump was appalling and spoke over him, and they'll say we won't have more elections. But I don't think they can get Biden up. I think he held his own for this time, and I think that people who weren't professional let him get away with it. But I see signals that are very worrying.
Dr. Louise Marler is my guest, vocal and body language expert, and we're talking about today's US presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. So, yeah, I did note it was the first, but you don't think there'll be any more debates?
No, I don't. No. So another thing that Biden did was, you know, Trump's appalling interruption and childish interruption. So, you know, Wallace at one stage said, I'd like to talk about climate change, and Trump said, so would I. And I thought, I don't think I've heard a statement like that since I was 8, you know, at school. But when he did interrupt Biden, Biden would close his eyes and it clearly affected him physically. And then he would be distracted from what he was saying by Trump. You know, at that level, that really shouldn't happen. Trump shouldn't be interrupting him. And Biden shouldn't allow himself to be interrupted. So it was awful.
In many ways, there is that big disconnect between Australian and US politics, isn't there? I don't feel like something like that could, you know, we could get away with it in Australia.
I didn't think something like that you'd get away with in America. I admire the Americans for their presentation and their excellence in communication. They seem to learn it in school. They understand structure. But something has gone really wrong here. The level of bullying was just, you know, I'm surprised that someone would come out publicly outside a private closed walls and display such strong bullying, and I'm surprised.
The US election not too far away now, so it will be so interesting to see who nabs it. Who's your tip, Louise?
Look, I don't vote. I don't have any opinion about it, but I think Trump will romp at him.
I do too. We'll have to wait and see.
I think that he presents such a powerful stance that the Americans, many Americans, admire. 90% of Americans have made up their mind, and they're quite happy with that behaviour.
Great to talk. We'll leave it there. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Dr. Louise Marler, vocal and body language expert, breaking down today's US presidential election. It happened at 11 a.m. our time. And did you watch it? What did you make of it? There were so many insults hurled. As Louise was saying, so many people talking over the top of each other. Well, not so many people, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. But keen to get your perspective on this. 1-300-222-936.